Stepping inside the main Barnacle Foods warehouse in Lemon Creek, I feel like I'm walking into a kitchen pantry. The smell of the herbs used to make the company's sauces and spices hit me all at once. A plastic curtain divides the commercial kitchen from shelves where pallets of merchandise are stored. On the very top shelf, there are cardboard boxes with the word "collapse" in thick black marker.
And everything that was not savable obviously didn't look like that, but we were able to dispose of it.
Barnacle Foods co-founder Leah Heifetz walks me out back.
This is where our warehouse used to stand.
The company rents space in an adjacent building where they usually store merchandise, extra production materials like caps and glass, as well as shipping supplies. But in mid-January, an employee was between the two buildings trying to open their outdoor freezers, which had iced over. Heifetz says that's when disaster struck.
He started to hear something happening in this building and, like, felt something happening. It sounded like a big truck was, like, coming around the corner or something. So he was, like, kind of looking over here, like, what's the grumbling?
At the time, Heifetz was upstairs across the way.
And I looked out this window, which is right where my office is, and just saw the whole thing level, basically, in, like, seconds.
No employees were inside the building that collapsed, and no one was injured, which was lucky because another employee had been in the building just a few minutes before it fell.
Our team took off a few days after that. A lot of people were pretty shaken up, and we also just wanted to give the building some space and our building some space. You know, there was still a lot of rain coming down and still a lot of snow.
The collapse also put a hold on outgoing orders.
We have a fairly vibrant online business and are shipping out pallets of orders every few days. And we thought we lost a lot of product.
At first, they thought everything they'd stored in the building was lost, including a summer's worth of kelp pickles, which are only produced seasonally. But when the salvage crew started picking through the rubble, there was good news.
We were really pleasantly surprised that a lot of the product was completely untouched, and most of the items we were able to dry out and will be able to use.
What's left of the warehouse is now covered in plastic. Heifetz says they're just grateful to have understanding customers, a supportive community, and healthy employees.
We feel like extremely lucky, and this could have been a much harder hit on our business, and we're doing relatively just fine. Everyone is safe, and the items that we had to get rid of are replaceable.
For now, Barnacle Foods has moved its extra product into another storage space, and the future of the old building is still uncertain. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.